This is Super Fast Business with James Schramko. Helping you build your business super fast.
Part two, drawing from the ideas, we create content as per Content Assault to use for multiple channels. I highly recommend you watch Content Assault because it will give you the necessary step-by-step detail with regard to each of the traffic sources that we're preparing content for, but I'm going to give you the overview checklist because that's the purpose of this training. This is the way that we create content. From Evernote, we have news channel. Okay, so during the week, we think of something, we pop it into the relevant news channel. If we listen to a conversation, we make a note, pop it into the news channel. Eventually, after a week, we're going to have some topics in there. What I like to do then is choose six topics from all the available topics because six topics is going to give me a nice 3 to 5 minute video. We then prioritize the topics, and the way we do that is the broadest interest through to the most narrow interest. If we were talking about business news and we were talking about Apple Mac, we know that we're going to eliminate Windows users when we talk about that. So that wouldn't be the leading topic. If we're going to talk about getting sales, that would be a broad topic because it affects all of our business listeners. So start with the broadest topic and work your way down to the narrowest topic. That's my tip there for prioritizing topics. And I've learned this from the analytics of our videos. People will drop off if they're not interested in what you've got to say. So start with something that everyone is interested in and get them in. Once you get them in for the first part, they will stick to the end as long as it is a short video. Then I create the storyboard, which is I use a whiteboard and I just write the 6 points in order as bullet points. If I'm really portable, I might use an iPad or an iPhone and just jot them down into the notes, the yellow notes thing. And this is just so I can hold it in my hand when I'm recording and look down at it in between points because we can edit those out. But the point is we're setting up the content in a structure that is ready for us to record. Now, if you're not doing face to camera, if you are doing screen flow type tutorials or news, then you would storyboard this in Keynote. Some ideas for topics are how to. Remember to embed some cross sells. So that's simply mentioning other products in your chocolate wheel. If you're in a web news update, mention SEO services. If you're in an internet marketing news update, mention your SEO services. So just cross-promote other things in your brand. It's just a natural, relevant thing that you would say, regardless of if you owned it or not, and it seems unbiased. Also, suggestions. It's great if you actually use the word suggestion because now you're becoming authoritative. I suggest you do this. I suggest you do that. They've come to you for advice and you're suggesting solutions. And remember to pitch it as news. I usually open my videos with, I'm James Schramko. This is blah, blah, blah news. And I use the channel there. This is SEO news. This is internet marketing news. Now, remember, we've segmented this by channel, even in our list. So when someone's on the SEO news, they are getting one SEO video a week. When they're on the internet marketing news, they're getting one internet marketing video per week. If they're on all of my channels, they will get a video every few days. They will get the SEO news, the website news, the internet marketing news, the business news, the affiliate news, the web development. They're going to get all the news. But that's okay because that's what they're subscribed to because they purchased all of those things. So now it's relevant for them. So we put them on the whiteboard and we create the video. We actually go into the studio or outside, wherever we film. We set up the tripod, we switch the camera on, we turn on the sound, we get the lighting right, and we film. And when we've finished that, we export the SD card for editing. So we'll literally pull the little SD card, the memory card from the camera, and put it into the computer. In my case, I stick it into my iMac or my Mac Air. They both have an SD slot, and I'm now ready to edit.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.